Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is a case update for bonus episode 16. This episode contains distressing themes and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. They Walk Among Us is part of the Acast Creator Network. Have you read Dickens? Austin, start with Pride and Prejudice and Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Think about Hardy. Think about Trollope. On January 4th, you will tell me what you have read and I will test you on it. I will test you, and if I think you are lying to me, you will suffer. I will be watching you, Ben John, every step of the way. If you let me down, you know what will happen. Judge Timothy Spencer QC, Leicester Crown Court, August 2021. Ben John walked under the glass archway into the reception area of Leicester's Crown Court. John was being brought before a judge to be sentenced. In a previous court appearance, John had faced a total of 7 charges, all relating to the possession of a record of information likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism under Section 58 of the Terrorism Act. For several years, Ben John had been monitored by Counter-Terrorism Policing East Midlands. They were concerned that he might carry out a terrorist attack or be connected to terrorist activity. He was an unassuming student who was studying at De Montfort University in Leicester. Police raided his flat in January 2020 just a few days before his 20th birthday. A variety of electronic equipment was seized from his home, including a hard drive hidden in his socks. Forensic investigators from a special branch of Lincolnshire Police analysed the data from the confiscated devices. They retrieved thousands of documents downloaded from the internet relating to white supremacism, Satanism, and anti-Semitism. Among the digital files were instructions on how to make homemade explosives, along with an updated version of the Anarchist cookbook. Based on his computer search history, John was also said to be a member of the Order of Nine Angles, which encompasses Satanism and neo-Nazi ideology. The authorities believed that some of the digital material could be used to commit or prepare an act of terrorism. If found guilty of the charges, John was told he could face up to a decade and a half in prison. Then John did not argue the files were on his computer and external hard drives. He claimed that he downloaded batch files of information for research following an argument online. John maintained that he had no intention of hurting anyone. His counsel even pointed out that the majority of the almost 70,000 files were entirely legal to own, and it was impossible for his client to read everything downloaded because of the sheer volume of material. Due to how the data had been formatted, the authorities could not tell what had been read and what had not. Furthermore, some of the files police found had been obtained when John was a child, between the ages of 12 and 14. During mitigation, the court was told that Ben John grew isolated during his teenage years. He was bullied at school and spoke about withdrawing into his own world online, which led him towards extreme topics. He wrote about his obsessions, and some of the extreme material he authored was found by a faculty member at school. John was reported to the authorities and underwent rehabilitation with various government agencies before he appeared on their radar again. Defence counsel Harry Bentley argued against the seven charges his client faced. The barrister convinced a jury that Ben John was not guilty of six of them. However, jurors unanimously agreed that John was guilty of one charge, which related specifically to owning a document that was almost 250 pages in length that predominantly focused on American guerrilla warfare. It instructed the reader on how to make ammunition and explosives with ingredients that are widely available. At the end of August 2021, Ben John arrived at Leicester Crown Court to be sentenced by Judge Timothy Spencer QC. John had written a prepared letter to the court stating that he was incredibly sorry and intended to change. He wanted to settle down with his girlfriend. John was to abandon his beliefs in right-wing ideology and stop reading about extreme views, even from an academic point of view. Then John was told that following the conviction, his online activity would be monitored. He would have to undergo further rehabilitation, and he was to be placed on a serious crime prevention order for 5 years. However, the judge concluded that John had narrowly avoided a custodial sentence. He had served 20 days in prison on remand, and the judge said that this was enough to set John on the right path. The former criminology and psychology student faced a 2-year suspended prison sentence and a year on license. It was the judge's belief that the then 21-year-old was unlikely to cause any harm. Ben John's behaviour was, according to Timothy Spencer QC, teenage folly. Yet what followed next would cause a great deal of debate both online and among legal professionals. The judge told Ben John that as part of his punishment and rehabilitation for possessing material that could be used to support terrorist activity, John was ordered to read the literary classics. John would also have to appear before the court in January 2022 and three subsequent review hearings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Much was made of the sentence. Was it consistent with someone of John's age group? Someone of the same social status? Someone with the same skin colour, or someone who was not white. A spokesperson for the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism remarked, "It is inexplicable that a man who collected nearly 70,000 neo-Nazi and terror-related documents could entirely avoid a custodial sentence for crimes that carry a minimum jail term of 15 years. Instead, Ben John left court with a mere suspended sentence and some English homework. For all the novels that the judge ordered Mr. John to peruse as he enjoys his unearned freedom, it was notable that Crime and Punishment was not among them. Perhaps the judge himself ought to review that classic as he reflects on the risk that his dangerous sentence poses to the public." Following the backlash, the sentence was referred to Suella Braverman and the Attorney General under the unduly lenient sentence scheme. Braverman decided to refer the case to the Court of Appeal. As the referral was making its way through the court system, with an appeal hearing scheduled for January 19th, Ben John appeared before the court during the first week of January. A smart suit jacket covered John's disheveled clothing, and a camouflage face mask hid his features. John had brought copies of both Shakespeare's Twelfth Night and Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice with him to Leicester Crown Court. In the first review hearing after he had evaded a prison sentence, The 22-year-old was told by the judge that the publicity of the case had no doubt made rehabilitation more difficult. Highlighting the contents of a report regarding Ben John's behaviour and progress, Timothy Spencer QC told John, quote, "It is clear that you have tried to sort your life out, and part of that has been your efforts to find and keep a job." There was mention of areas of concern, which the judge addressed when he said, "That part of the report does disappoint me, and I do not expect to see any similar conduct in your future reports." Timothy Spencer QC did not reveal exactly what John had done, and it was not made public at the time, although this would be divulged at a later date. In the progress document, there was no mention of the books that John had been ordered to read, so the judge asked John about the conditions made alongside his sentencing. He inquired, "And is what you have read of more satisfaction to you than some of the material we heard about in front of the jury?" John replied that, "I enjoyed Shakespeare more than I did Jane Austen, but I still enjoyed Jane Austen by a degree." The judge felt, on the whole, Ben John's progress was encouraging and praised John's efforts to find a job, wishing him well before he left the court. Ben John was ordered to appear before the judge again in 6 months' time. No mention was made of the referral to the Court of Appeal. However, it would not be long when arguments would be made just under 2 weeks later at the Royal Courts of Justice in London. Arguing on behalf of the Crown, Solicitor General Alex Chalk QC told Lord Justice Holroyd, Mr. Justice Lavender and Sir Nigel Davis that in fact little had changed in regards to Ben John's behaviour and extreme beliefs. John had promised Judge Timothy Spencer QC that he would no longer seek out extremist material. However, 5 days after he had been sentenced during the previous year, John continued to read about extreme beliefs, browsing numerous articles about Adolf Hitler, and using Twitter. He liked images of what appeared to be Nazi soldiers. Chalk said, "He was not taxed with the fact that within a week of leaving that court, with the promise still ringing in his ears, he had gone back to looking at that material." This was briefly referred to in Ben John's review hearing. Still, Timothy Spencer QC did not address it directly at the time. The Solicitor General said this meant that John could still harbour extreme beliefs, when he said, "It does not bear thinking about if some of this ideology is put into practice." Alex Chalk questioned, quote, whether the judge was right to take such an indulgent and trusting approach. Chalk acknowledged that the sentence was designed to have a strong influence on the rehabilitation of a convicted extremist, but the Solicitor General stated, "Overall, the sentence was too short and should not have been susceptible to be suspended." Tom Little, QC, acting with Alex Chalk, explained how the sentence itself was unlawful because an additional year on license was added to a suspended prison sentence of 2 years. Arguing on Ben John's behalf, Richard Wormald QC said that even at 22 years old, his client was childish in presentation and was no longer interested in the far right. Wormald explained that the copy of the Anarchist Cookbook, which was in John's possession, could easily be obtained online and would likely arrive the same day if ordered through Amazon Prime. According to the barrister, it was among a library that John had accumulated that also included books on baking and gardening. Wormald said, "The judge, looking at both the publication and its nature, the jury's acquittal on everything else and the offender, That's what justifies the bottom of the starting point. Before Wormald added, in all the circumstances, the judge alighted upon a perfectly natural sentence. Following his brief time behind bars while on remand, John had supposedly, quote, recognized the privilege of the outside world. After all the evidence was presented, the appeal court judges reviewed the referral. Although they felt the original sentence was lenient, it was not unduly lenient. It was also deemed there was no formal breaches of the serious crime prevention order. While the High Court judges did not criticize the trial judge, saying only that he was, quote, in the best possible position to assess the offender, they did regard the sentence passed by Timothy Spencer QC as unlawful. This was related to the legal issue surrounding the minimum sentence and license period. As part of the sentencing code, sentences of more than 2 years cannot be suspended. Ben John's sentence included 2 years in prison and a year on license. Lord Justice Holroyd told the court, "We are satisfied that there must be a sentence of immediate imprisonment." If an impending custodial sentence caused any form of upset, Ben John's face did not waver, projected via video link from outside the court. John was told at least two-thirds of his term would be spent behind bars. Orders were given to John, who had to hand himself in to Lincoln City Police Station by 4 p.m. on Thursday, January 20th. In a statement published via Lincolnshire Police, Detective Inspector James Manning, the senior investigating officer who worked as part of counter-terrorism policing East Midlands, welcomed the appeal court's decision and the message it sent to any person who sought to carry out similar crimes. DI Manning said, "Let us be very clear. Ben John is a convicted right-wing extremist who is in possession of a document which, in the wrong hands, could cause incalculable damage. It is illegal to knowingly possess material that could assist in terrorist-related activities, and he downloaded and stayed in possession of that document for a substantial amount of time. This was not light reading. There was no mistake that he made, which meant he didn't know what he was in possession of, or how inflammatory and dangerous it was. The sentence reflects the severity of his actions." So where are we now? Following on from Ben John's suspended sentence being quashed and a prison sentence imposed, many media outlets discussed how race may have played a part in the original ruling, along with the threats posed by different terrorist groups. Dean Hayden, the senior national coordinator for counter-terrorism policing, spoke about the rise of the extreme right wing. Since March 2017, 32 instances of terrorism were stopped by security services. Almost 40% were attributed to the far right, 56 were jihadist, and the remainder comprised of other groups. Journalist Lizzie Dearden interviewed Hayden about how the authorities were becoming more successful at intervening early, when terrorist activity was being planned. However, the internet has made it easier to access material related to both extreme ideology and instructions on how to make weapons, along with the prevalence of encrypted communication. Discussing how there no longer seemed to be a hierarchy for some terrorists and how the profile of a terrorist or extremist has changed, mirroring the circumstances of Ben John, Dean Hayden remarked, We are dealing with individuals that are self-radicalized, that are looking at extremist materials online. They're not waiting for some kind of direction or approval from above. Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our Patreon supporters. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.